When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. Okay, squad, happy Mother's Day. I'm so excited. Hope you're excited. And I got a special little gift for you guys. So for an extremely limited time, like go right now, we're offering 60% off my fitness app. So you get totally customized meal plans, personalized workouts. There are over 15 different preset programs, whether you want to run a 5K, run a 10K, do kickboxing, weightlifting, lose 10 pounds, lose 50 pounds, anything you want, we've got it on there. And we have not only a postnatal workout program, we just added a prenatal workout program. So again, that's 60% off. It's only $69 for the entire year if you go right now. So just go to JillianMichaels.com/mom to hook up your deal. Okay, happy Mother's Day! Well, welcome, everybody.
Yay.
Oh, come on.
Yay. Oh, my God.
All right. So, oh, my gosh. So, G, it's Giancarlo's cycle.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So, we just go, Heidi, Giancarlo, Heidi, Giancarlo.
I'm on a 28-day cycle.
Wife, husband. Yeah.
28 days.
All right. Now, there's yet another change.
Drum roll, please.
I'm starting to think that it's me. Like, you know, when you kind of go through, like, I'm starting to think it's me. I have a new assistant.
Hello.
Little Scooty.
Scooty.
It has a name. It's Sarah, but I've decided I think I'm going to call it Scooty.
Scooty.
Yeah. Like this it. Could be, by the way, this attitude could be why I'm burning through assistants at this pace, but
we'll just call you Murphy Brown for anyone who remembers that show.
What was your last assistant's nickname?
He didn't have one. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh. He's such a good kid. It just like, I think it was like, he just wasn't happy doing it. He's happy.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. He just wasn't. Yeah. Poor guy. I think
you've got to.
It's a lot of stress.
Assisting is all about organization.
Yeah.
And preemptive strikes, right?
So anyway, yeah. So now that's that. And I'm going to throw something out there, and I know Giancarlo's really going to run with this, but before I do, who feels like they're really good at kind of like taking risks? And I don't mean stupid crap like jumping out of a plane, but I mean like putting yourself out there, being vulnerable. Show of hands, or you can give me an eye.
I mean, other than when I used to get on stage and perform, those are the biggest risks I think I took, not personal life.
I think it's important stuff. For the audience to know that Cindy today is wearing a T-shirt that says, Nasty Woman.
Look at all
Samantha B.
Look at this.
Amazing.
All the chicks were wearing those from the,
I love it.
The Clinton thing.
I love it.
Yeah. Nasty Woman. She means it. All
it's
right.
Me.
We already know G's risks. Sarah?
Ooh. No. I don't take risks.
Oh, you're taking one right now. Yeah. You just didn't know.
No, this is great. This is a good time. This isn't a risk.
We're stretching Scooty's emotional fabric. All right. I know Giancarlo takes risks. So I bring this up because I was talking about something with a couple friend of mine, my friend Carrie and her husband JG, and we were talking about a friend of mine who will not date. I know Giancarlo knows who I'm talking about. I don't know that I'll throw her name out. I think, let's be fair. So anyway, you know, and my friend Ash was like, hey, you know, give her a minute. Like, let her, you know, what if this? What if the guy's not right? What if? And JG was like, you miss all the balls you don't swing at anyway.
So true.
And I was like, God, it would seem so obvious that you, if you don't take a chance, you've already lost anyway. So, but yet, I've got a table here with four people. Oh, Jake, you didn't answer the question.
Oh, yeah, risks, for sure.
Risks. Yeah, yeah. You will take risks. You just got back from Nicaragua, which we're going to have to talk about. I just thought, think of all the things you're losing out on, because what if the boss says yes, the person says yes? And then I'm going to hand this over to G, because I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say here. Although I know you... This is surprise, guys.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think there are two types of people. There are people that are willing to put out there, you know, put themselves out there, and others that feel comfortable with where they are. And the truth of the matter is that to unlock greatness, you really need to put yourself in an uncomfortable setting. And what's the worst that's going to happen? You're either going to get rejected, or you might move forward and realize, like, wow, I took a chance and I did this. But I'll tell you, most of my friends that have taken sweeping risk in their life, mm-hmm. where they've said, I'm done with working on Wall Street, I'm going to go do this, or I'm done with that, they don't want to live the life sentence of living, what if I would have done this, or what if I would have done that?
Right.
And the truth is that you really do unlock a certain strength within yourself. And I think 8 Mile with Eminem is a perfect example.
Did not see that coming.
Right? Like that?
Nice.
But think about it. How hard was it for him to get up on that stage and do what he needed to do? But the great thing is when you put yourself out there, if you immediately tell people, hey, this is what I'm not good at. Yeah, these are my faults. This is what I'm trying to do. You've stripped people of their power from shitting on you.
Ah.
You understand? They have nothing now. Because you have literally taken the only thing that they could use against you.
And acknowledged it, owned it.
And owned it and be like, yeah, that is, yeah, I am short. I am this. I am that. Whatever it might be. And I think that is what really gives you the edge in the psychology of taking risk.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I look at Cardi B as a perfect example.
Okay.
Of someone who
owns their faults.
Owns
yeah.
it big time.
And people love her for that.
And you know what?
Super down to earth.
Killing it.
And for me, that's an example of, while people might disagree with the choices that she made in her life, they're her own choices, and no one has the right to judge her for that. But
right.
the truth of the matter is that all she's trying to do is have a better life than what she was used to. And she's now transitioned into a whole different place. And she made a comment recently. She's like, people are like, why am I a role model? I'm not a role model. Like, I'm not the person that you want your kids looking up to. I'm just an example of someone that just didn't want to keep doing what they were doing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess I do take risks. I didn't realize.
You took a risk producing this show.
That's
and you do
true.
An amazing job
oh,
doing it.
Thanks. Yeah,
remember
I guess I did.
Remember our conversation?
You're
yeah. like, well, I haven't done it. I'm like, I don't care. I know you can
yeah,
do it.
I was like, well, never done it. Let's give it a shot. Let's see what it takes and let's go for it. But I think I kind of did that. This is, okay, movie reference, Flashdance.
Okay.
She says,
yeah.
She says to her.
Scooty, have you seen this movie?
This was
Run,
like
Don't
a
Walk. Run,
years
Don't Walk.
Before you were born.
Jake, have you?
I've heard
I've
of
not.
It.
Oh, so good.
It's, so good.
It was
Run,
great.
Don't Walk.
She's this incredible dancer, but she's a steel worker.
Watch this. Watch
oh,
this.
No.
Did you see Tiana Taylor perform to Fade?
Yes.
That's from Flashdance.
Got it.
How about the Deadpool billboard for the sequel? Also a Flashdance reference.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Go ahead, Sin.
Hey, we need to get
what
the kids up to.
I got a rhythm now. Beats bullet.
So that's one thing we'll never have Jill do. I offered her recently to go on a show and sing, and she said, are you kidding
oh,
me?
Oh, I totally was not interrupting that because I was like, I need to keep that in this segment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's... Anyway, go ahead.
So she says to her mentor, you know, oh, I don't want to apply to that great ballet school. I'll never get in. And her mentor says, how do you know unless you apply?
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me. It was like, I don't know if I was in college or what, but it did. It stuck with me after that. And everything I did after that, acting classes, improv, the worst that happened was you get up to do improv and nobody laughed. Ooh, look at that. The world's still here. It wasn't a, yeah. It's not a, it's.
It's all good.
They always say that. It's what, if you, that alternate universe of what if.
Right. And exactly.
So what?
But I also think like if another thing you can do if you're really scared is like, yes, you if you're worried someone's going to attack you, Giancarlo has a perfect point. If you're worried you're going to do damage to your life, that does make sense. You quit a job, you start a business, you go out of business, and you're now bankrupt. Take calculated risks. Educate yourself.
Right, right.
If you're going to jump out of a plane, you learn how to pack the chute before you jump. You don't jump over a forest or shark-infested right. waters. I mean, make an intelligent, calculated risk. And the more knowledge you have, the more secure you start to feel. Because a lot of times it's the unknown
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
really exacerbates the problem.
You're so right. Taking risks doesn't mean you fly blind.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
This one is like the I can be very impulsive. He is so calculating. It will take a year for him to put all the pieces in the right order. And then he's like, and now I will pull the trigger. But no one sees that like a year of shit has gone on before he takes that meeting with a retailer to get the coffee in 2,000 of their stores. All these things had to be just in the right place. Because he's like, I don't want us to get in and not be able to make enough coffee. We get kicked out. I don't want us to get in and we don't have enough money to market it. We get kicked out. Like it's a huge risk. It's a risk we need to take. But he makes sure that when we take it, we are as best set up to succeed as possible. If we fail, we fail. We learn from it.
Right.
But and that's a really important strategy as well. I don't know. Do you even realize you do or you just do it automatically?
No. You know what? I think I was thinking about this the other day. There's something within me that allows me to see the steps. I think the using your mind as a tool, the way I've been able to do for me, for us,
right,
is a gift. But it's an exercise where I feel like I want to spend at least 70% of my day trying to learn versus just doing, because it's in the learning that it allows me to kind of connect the dots in ways where I'm like, oh, that just happened. Oh, right. My God, that's going to happen. And that's where I think we've had a competitive advantage and edge. I mean, look, there's a lot of brilliant people in the world. And one of my favorite things to do is to sit down with other successful people and just listen and just ask some targeted questions, because you'll very quickly start to understand that there is a struggle with everything to get to where people are. There is no such thing as it just happens.
Overnight success.
It's not.
The 10 years behind the scenes you didn't see. The 10,000 hours of
And you know
practice.
What? And it's the 10-year mark, because everything that I've been focused on looking at right now, it's been about a 10-year trajectory. So now in my mind, I've been like, okay, if the model is it takes 10 years, how do we do it in 3? Right? Because that's the thing. Because we live in a society where it's very hard to keep people engaged.
Well, and I think that that time is so intimidating to most people. So if – when you start college and you think, oh, my God, 4 whole years.
Right.
Of sex and drugs and partying. Yay!
But you get older and 4 years isn't the same fraction of your life as it was when you were 18.
No. Yeah.
So it's not as intimidating. And the idea of like 10 years when you're in your 20s is like, that's forever from now. I don't even have to think about it. But it's not that finite. I mean, 10 years could be 3 years.
Yeah, really could.
10 years – could be 20 years. But in the meantime, you're not just sitting waiting for the 10-year mark.
Right. Yeah.
You're in it. And it's all about process.
The journey. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, if you're more like me and you aren't great at – look, I'm good at educating myself, but I'm definitely more the like bite off more than you can chew and then I can chew it. Mm. But that's like jumping on stage and like bombing and then taking the rejection and then reapproaching.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to business, there's not a day that goes by where I'm like, who do I need to call? What should I do? And he's like, I'm not ready for you to call her yet. I need to do this, that. I'll let you know.
Yeah. There's,
and then I'm like, oh, okay. So if it's not in your skill set, that's okay. You know, that's part of your education process, is knowing what you don't know and getting somebody who is good at that component. Like, yeah. I am not organized. I can't. I'm organized, but I can't catch details. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm incapable. And it's fascinating to me. Like, Scooty will watch me just even on a text. She's like, you said brand. Did you mean to say brand or did you mean to say that? I'm like, I meant to say this. Like, I can't do it. I am incapable of it. So it's like, hopefully she can help me. Mm-hmm. Be a little more like detail oriented and not miss things.
But you know what the trick to that is too?
No.
Slow the fuck down.
Can't. Yeah, there's something that, there's a lot of patience involved in calculation and even in spontaneity. I mean, you have to just take a breath.
It's crazy. That's a different segment, but yeah, it's fascinating stuff. But nevertheless, without Adderall, which I'm not going to take. So, Scooty, why don't you take risks?
I guess I do. I think that when you first said that, I was like, risks sound so negative and scary, but I do that every day. I'm realizing that at first I was like, no,
yeah.
I'd rather just be in like my safe zone, but I never actually stay in the safe zone.
Would you ask a guy out?
Yeah.
I've done that before. Scooty.
But I also don't, I have to like really want to.
Yeah.
Like I may ask a guy out, but that doesn't mean I'm going to actually like put my full like heart into it.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So, but I don't think you should put your full heart. That's another educated, get to know the person first.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. If I see a hot guy, I might say something.
Whoa. Something just fell from the ceiling.
No, I just broke the pen you gave me.
By the way, that's why I gave you one from the takeout restaurant and not the one I like.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
Bra shopping is all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. Hello. Did you know that?
No.
Now you do. Third Love, people. Never heard of half cup sizes? That's because no one else does it. For real, though. Third Love uses super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. And they actually use the measurements from thousands of real women to create their bras. Did you know that most old school bra brands only carry 15 sizes, Sarah?
What?
Yeah, that's right. And Third Love has 60. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everybody. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. So all joking aside, really the bras are awesome. They fit great. They last forever. And you don't see them underneath a t-shirt, the lines, I hate that. You can find the bra that you have been waiting for in 60 seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. And you can do it all from home, so there are no more awkward fitting room experiences again ever. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you're going to forget you're wearing it. And don't forget, returns and exchanges are always easy and free. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian, thirdlove.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolin is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Schminder.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Well, how about a little fitness talk?
Okay.
On a cellular level.
You idiot. You're ass.
Whatever. I wrote that down. This is something I wanted to talk about, and then she tried to make fun of me.
That's okay. Do you want the information about how we're going to save your life or no?
Yes, I do, please.
So as I've said, I'm working on a masterpiece that had I only known when I was Scooty's age, what I know now, I'd probably live to 200. But that's okay. Go ahead and make fun, Cindy.
It would be exhausting to live to 200, so.
Not if you're doing it well, I think. Huh. Well, think of all the cool shit you'd see.
You tell us how to do that.
It's funny. You guys talk about that. I just think about where your balls would be when you're 200.
Not if you're taking all that. Oh, look, he looks back at Jake.
200-year-old balls.
They could probably, by the time you're 200, though, they could grow you new balls in a lab. But that's not what this book's about.
Thank God.
Yeah. So what's interesting, you shithead, is about how to work out to combat aging. So what do you guys think? I want to hear your, but you're not going to know why. So
I don't know.
Katie, go.
I just really think it's about elevating the heart rate and dropping it, elevating and dropping it, and kind of exercising the muscle to a point where it can handle the stress load.
Oh! Because
that's really ultimately what it is, right? What's working out? It's just stress.
So what you're doing...
Inducing stress.
One of the factors, one of the pillars of aging, right? One of the body processes. Because again, you know how I mentioned everything's about balance?
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at these body processes, when they're balanced, they're 90% of it is working for you. Stress adaptation is your body getting stronger, right? Too much stress becomes chronic stress. Mm. Chronic stress kills you.
Right.
Inflammation is your body healing. That's why I'm always like, after a workout, do not take Advil or ibuprofen or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Like, yes, it's bad for your liver and it's bad for your kidney, but it's inhibiting your body's healing process. Mm. So inflammation is your body going in there, like bringing bone cells to bone. That's how the bones get thicker, stronger, right? Rebuilding the muscle after you've done this intense workout. So stress adaptation is what's making us fitter, stronger, healthier, the bones denser, maintaining our muscles, keeping them working. But if you do too much, then it's too much stress and you can get injured. So then what's too much? How do you know what's too much?
It's a question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How much too much?
I mean, the problem is that if you do exercise consistently and you push yourself, you create new plateaus.
Yes.
So you constantly have to keep pushing to further stretch your stress adaptation.
Okay. What's too much though? Because don't forget,
injury would be too much.
Okay, so here you bring up a really good point. So when I was looking, because I was like, I know exercise releases free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Free radicals, it's a long, very complicated definition that it has to do with pulling an oxygen molecule off of your – it's a whole freaking thing. It's a biology lesson that took me literally 3 days to try to write one paragraph about with my – but nevertheless, bottom line, free radicals happen from a bunch of different things in the system, but exercise can release free radicals. So I was like, well, okay, so I need guidelines. Like, what releases the most free radicals? Like, what are we trying to avoid? So we went back to the well, pulled up a bunch of different studies, and here's what's fascinating. Yes, obviously, look, you don't want to work out to the point of getting injured. So the question is, when are we getting injured, right? But I could turn around and say, if I turn around tomorrow and I ran a half marathon, that's too much stress for my body. If you're a runner and you run all the time,
it's not.
Right. So the answer is it's that, you know, you crawl, you walk, you run, you sprint, you hill sprint, whatever. That analogy is like you want to push yourself just like if you're crawling, try to stand. If you can stand, work on walking. So that's your stress adaptation and then building in a recovery period. If you keep going without the recovery period, you're not allowing the body to run through its natural inflammation process and heal. You then maintain a chronic inflammation,
right,
and a chronic low-grade stress. You sustain injury and a host of injuries and what have you, right? So here's what's fascinating. I will say when it comes to fitness, like diet, there's a lot I'm looking at. Lifestyle, there's a lot I'm looking at. When it comes to fitness, I broke my arm patting myself on the back every single day writing this. I was spot on.
That's awesome.
So, okay. Well, gee, I'm surprised at how right you are. So exercise does several things. But when we're releasing free radicals, here's what else is interesting. Well, it's like, well, wait a minute. That might be your stress response to it, your stress adaptation, which is one pillar of aging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inflammation is another pillar of aging, that if it gets imbalanced, it works against you, not for you. But when we look at macromolecules and mitochondria, which are those little batteries on your cell that you've talked about
that give me energy.
What creates more mitochondria? And mitochondria biogenesis, the rebuilding of new mitochondria, is high-intensity interval training where you're out of breath. Because what you're trying to do – so we've got ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And this is such a nightmare, this biology of this. I can't even tell you. But to make a long story short, we use ATP for energy when we're doing resistance training or high intensity. And so that's where the feel the burn comes from. You get like – 8 to 10 seconds in, and then you're like, oh my God, and it starts to burn. That's because you've run out of ATP, and then it's you're burning glucose, glycogen, it's creating lactic acid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're breathing heavy, your body is trying to create more ATP. So the mitochondria's job is like, we got to make more ATP. Well, the more mitochondria, the more mitochondrial biogenesis, the more new mitochondria you're creating, the more you're protecting the health and well-being of your cells and making your cells more efficient. So HIIT training is going to be far more efficient than walking. Although walking's great. It's movement, right? It's good for your posture.
But it's different. That's good for your spirit, right. Like yoga. I mean, like
it's still good for you. Right. It's better than sitting. But if we're talking about what is going to rejuvenate you, like literally reverse the deterioration in the system, it's HIIT training and resistance training.
Yep. Mm.
Period. And it's no more, like no more, no more than 6 hours a week. And if you are training for a marathon, your body has to very gradually adapt to that stress. And even still, notice most people can't do it very well. They always end up with something. Every single time. The knee, the hip, the this, the that. Because there's also wear and tear. So think about it. You only get so much flexion and extension in a lifetime. There's only so much cartilage in the knee. If you're running a marathon, you don't have any – there's no recovery built in there. And if you look at overuse injuries, like, oh, carpal tunnel. Oh, I have my thumb. I have literally like arthritis in my thumb from texting all day long.
Yep. You get one of these on your phone. It helps so much.
Oh, yeah. I need that. Sarah, get that for me. Team, I need to talk to you about Portland, Oregon. It's awesome. It's such a killer place to visit. Whether you're not from America and you're making some stops up and down the West Coast, you must stop in Oregon. And if you're in the US, then this is an easy place for you to get to. And it's gorgeous. And the weather's amazing. And the food's incredible. And the people are friendly. And there's all kinds of stuff to do. So whether you're into arts and crafts, they've got one of the biggest arts and crafts markets in the country. It's open every Saturday and Sunday, and it's literally called the Saturday Market, between now and December 24th. And you can listen to live music and try all kinds of exotic foods. Or if you're into history, you can check it out and see what it was like to be a pioneer in the 1800s. You can go to the Oregon Trail Interpretive Center and Historic Site. I mean, it's so cool. There's also the Oregon Museum of Science and History, and it's one of the nation's leading science museums with hundreds of interactive exhibits and displays. My kids loved it. And you can feel what it's like to be in an earthquake without having to live through an earthquake. Hello. Check it out. I mean, literally, there's so much to do. Biking trails, hiking trails, all kinds of really cool food carts and just fairs and fun. And the people are really down to earth and awesome. So visit travelportland.com to start planning your trip today, because you can in Portland. That's travelportland.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So we have some email questions here.
Okay.
I'm going to group this in the category of opinion, advice, recommendations. So in the calories for 500, Nina want to have...
Whenever you're ready. Leave all this in. I want all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nina says, I have no idea how to count calories.
Okay.
I'm in my 40s, pregnant 5 times.
Whoa.
Want to lose the baby weight. Usually exercise will do it, but I know I need to work on my food.
Okay.
However, I make the majority of my food, so I am unsure how to calculate calories.
Oh, okay. Get a little app. Believe it or not, MyFitnessPal is great for this. We use it all the time with the recipes that we put into our app. We use MyFitnessPal to calculate. I swear to God, it's genius. In fact, Julie and Sarah and I just used it yesterday on the waffle. Yeah, on our new waffle recipe that we made. So, yeah, go on MyFitnessPal and enter the ingredients, and it will literally tell you how many calories are in it. Read your food labels. And Google. It's like, I'm having a hard-boiled egg. Google, 80 calories. Read the label on the bread, 80 calories a slice. Which, for some reason, my bread and the egg happen to be the same amount of calories. Google the apple. Oh, a medium-sized apple, 75 calories. Small fries, 500 calories, or maybe, you know, whatever, 350. Oh, this soda has 150. No, don't drink fucking that. Don't do it. You get the idea, though. Read the label, and if you are, like, from scratch, enter that into MyFitnessPal. It's awesome. There's a reason that we didn't put that feature in our app. We sync up with MyFitnessPal, but they did it so well, we were like, why? There's no reason. We can track your in and out, but we never mind. It's awesome. It's great. It's great for that.
While we're on that subject, we actually have two questions about MyFitnessPal.
Oh,
with
weird.
Calories.
Yeah. Okay.
JP says, say I'm supposed to get 1,500 calories a day. Let's say I reach that for the day. Then I exercised and burned 300 calories. Does that mean I can eat that or should I not eat? I get different answers on that all the time.
Well, the question is, what's the goal?
Mm.
So it's very simple. If you're trying to lose weight, then in a perfect world, you wouldn't, right? Because you want to create a deficit. So you don't want to eat what you just burned off.
Right, right.
So, you know, if you can stay at 1,500 and you're working out, let's say you burn 2,500 calories that day, you'll have a 1,000 calorie deficit, which would get you to 2 pounds a week. Again, this is give or take, but it's amazing how pretty damn close the math is. So with that said, if you're in maintenance mode, then yeah, you've earned that extra. Mm, you've earned that extra food. So when you're in maintenance mode, you want to eat what you're burning in a day. That's the number. It's not too much. It's not too little. It's not deprivation. It's not surplus. It's maintenance, aka, quote, restriction, because you're holding it at that number. So if, let's say, you're active, and you can go online, Google active metabolic rate. You can find out what it is before training. Then let's say it's 1,500. You go to the gym. You train. You burn another 300. Okay, you're at 1,800. If that's what you're burning in a day, eat 1,800. You won't get bigger. You won't get smaller. Fantastic.
Okay. Sounds good. So, some opinions here. From Aaron.
Oh.
I'm seeing all over Instagram these ab sweatbands.
Bullshit.
There you go. That is Jillian's stance on these.
What for? I don't get it. Because you sweat? Why? Go to the gym. And sweat there, and then you can actually make progress. And for whatever reason, you think you should sweat, which, by the way, drink water, comes right back on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brittany wants to know, what exactly does natural flavor mean?
I don't effing know. It could be anything,
right?
It could be, but it isn't. Theoretically, it comes from a natural source. So, like, for example, it could be like a bacteria.
Ooh.
That they've grown in a gym. Jesus. Oh my God. Sorry. That they've grown in a lab that tastes like something or other. That's the thing. It could be a host of other, but it's not a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the FDA says.
Oh, tell me, G.
It says the term natural flavor or natural flavoring means the essential oil, essence, or extract, protein, hydrolyte, or any product of roasting, heating, or whatever word, which contains the flavoring constituents derived from spice, fruit, or fruit juice, vegetable, ...
Dot, dot, dot. Huh.
That's the lab.
It could be...
...
Yeah, but like you'll see natural flavoring in bouillon cubes.
Right.
So like flavoring of what? Beef? Like...
Interesting.
Stock? Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything will say that. So it's like, it's not supposed to be like, we made strawberry flavor artificially with chemicals. Somehow they did it with a strawberry, whether it was like they did something with a bacteria. It could be
like strawberry Pop-Tarts has strawberry in it.
Yeah, but that's artificial.
My friend calls me up. He's like, I'm on a diet. Can you ask Jillian if like fruit's good? And yeah, I'm like in moderation. He's like, good. So I'm having a strawberry Pop-Tart for breakfast.
No. Bad.
Ubi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda is
talking about food intolerance.
Okay.
And the recent popularity of the Pinner test that supposedly shows you what food items your body is sensitive to.
Is this the one where, like, the hand goes up or down?
It says it's all in conjunction with IBS.
Pinner test. Let me Google that one. Pinner test on Amazon.
It's food intolerance.
It's on Amazon?
Not allergies.
Okay. Pinner test. 200 food. Oh, wait. Do you, like, send this in? This is interesting. I haven't seen this before. Next generation something technology. Okay. Tests antibody response to over 200 different foods. By assigning reaction, blah, blah, blah. Blood? Oh, you have to send blood in.
Wow.
Oh, so it's basically, it appears to be like an allergy test then, right?
Well, she says like it's not allergies, it's food intolerance.
Well, what the hell is that if it's not an allergy?
I don't know. Hers.
I really would need to do more. Yeah. I need to do way more.
All right.
I don't understand even what food intolerance means if it doesn't mean allergy.
Yeah.
I mean, antibody, like, what does that mean? I don't have food intolerance. This to me is like a doctor question.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this goes into like a gastroenterologist, a registered dietitian, maybe.
Okay.
Like, now we're getting into somebody with a degree. This is when I go to the doctor for this kind of
you're
stuff.
Smart.
Which I do often, but I've not ever gone for the Pinner test. So I can't answer it. But if they're taking your blood, like, I can't imagine it's totally full of crap. Because what else would you do at a doctor's office when they test you for this? So I think it looks to me like they're doing the same thing your doctor would do.
Yep.
They're making you give blood and then they're running it through their system.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sarah wants to know what's the best certification organization to become certified in either group fitness for kickboxing or personal trainer in America.
Oh, well, okay. Group fitness for kickboxing, I don't know. Personal trainer in America, you've got a couple of really good ones. ACSM, NASM, NASM, but ACE is fine. AFA's no more, right, G? They've turned
no,
into...
I think it's...
they got bought.
NASM, I bought.
They bought... Okay. NASM, ACSM. Those are both really good. Those are both solid. ISA, Nesta. God, I wonder if ISA's still around. Oh, geez. It's been a hot minute.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Because I was AFA.
No, AFA's still around. I was AFA.
I thought they were bought.
They're just owned by NASM.
Oh, well, all right.
But they still exist.
Wow.
Mm. But ACSM and NASM are the good ones.
Okay.
Are really well respected.
Last question.
Yeah.
It's supplements and weight loss. Elise wants to know that she said the last 5 pounds, she's getting rid of the last 5 pounds.
Okay.
Are there any supplements that could contribute to healthy weight loss? I've heard about CLA and apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar is not true.
Not true?
Okay. No. Potentially, maybe. But the reality is that the best thing you can do to, like, is really get meticulous with your diet. I'm telling you, like, really good with the diet. Don't overeat. Eat super clean. Stop drinking until you get the weight off, even though we talked about how it has these anti-aging benefits. But it's not great when you're trying to get off that little bit, the vanity weight. And I mean, really, caffeine. That is a natural performance drug. I mean, it just is. It just is. It's the only one that is, like, legal and flat out proven. It's a performance enhancing drug. You take it before you work out. So, you know, you can get it in coffee if it's organic. You know, I mean, and you're dosing it properly. You know, I drink Lucky Jack, but if you're going to take a pill, I mean, it's like a clean, like a pre-workout, what do you think's in there? Oh, it's caffeine.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure it doesn't have a ton of chemicals in it. That's the thing with these pre-workouts. Like, I look at my brothers, I'm like, Greg, for Christ's sake. Jesus. It's like artificial this, artificial that, that color, red, artificial, pen.
Penning.
Child's marker. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. So, I mean, clean diet. HIIT training and resistance training and lots of water because you want to flush out any excess bloat. Keep the sodium moderate, no more than 2,000 milligrams a day. If you're working out, you need salt. You need some salt for sure. And caffeine, man, 45 minutes before you train and go hard.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ta-ta again.
Oh, Lord.